first parak of Rosh Hashanah Mishnah Gimel. Ashisha Chadash Shluchim Yoitzim. 6 months they would send out Shluchim to notify people that were still in Bavel when the Rosh Chodesh was made, because it was Nogea to them knowing when Yom Tov will be. Al Anisim Pnei Pesach. Anisim they would go out for Pesach. They had to know when Pesach starts. Al Ovim Pnei Tainis. They'd be Moidia and the Tainis of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says that Tainis was a very stringent fast, and according to many Rishonim, even in the time of the second base of Mikdash, they fasted the fast of Tisha B'Av. Even though there wasn't a need to do that, a base of Mikdash. Yeah. Al Elul Bnei Rosh Hashanah. And El, they would notify people that when to make a cheshbon when Rosh Hashanah is going to come. Val Tishrei Bnei Takanos Amoyados. Tishrei, they needed to set up the Yom Tovim of Tishrei of Yom Kippur and Sukkis. Al Kisuf Bnei Chanukah. Val Adar Bnei Apurim. So we see that this mission was written already in the time of Bayis Sheni, because it already mentions the Nes of Chanukah, which happened in the middle of Bayis Sheni. K'shehoy Yaveis Hamikdash Kayam Yoytzim Af Al Iyah Lepnei Pesach Kochen. When the Beis Hamikdash was intact, they would go out also for Iyah because of the second Korban Pesach. This is also mashmah, like we said before, that when the Beis Hamikdash was around, second Beis Hamikdash, they still observed the fast of Tisha B'Av, because it's saying that when the Beis Hamikdash was around, they added to the previous ones, they also went out and sent out the Shluchim for Iyah. Which implies that the one for Tisha B'Av was also they also went out on the one for Tisha B'Av, even though it was in time of Bayis Sheni. Yeah.